Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Episode 38 of the Announcer Schedules Podcast. We are back. Mike and Phil, Mike Gill, Phil DeMont Mollen. There's a little theme in this one, Phil, as we get you ready for another week of the Announcer Schedule Podcast. We got buzzer beaters all over the places. March is here. The madness is about to happen. My favorite time of the year, March Madness is back. Phil DeMont Mollen. I love March Madness, if you didn't know. I love March Madness. The madness is beginning. We got buzzer beaters this week on the Announcer Schedules Podcast. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great, Mike. Yeah, excited for all the college basketball that's happening. It's already started up. You know, we've had some of the women's tournaments going in our office here. I've been watching some of the smaller conferences get going as well. And yeah, before we know it, we're going to be full out March Madness as the month of March is already here. And this weekend, what a precursor with all these buzzer beaters in the regular season.
All right. Well, we got episode 38, as we mentioned here on the Announcer Schedule Podcast, getting you ready for the buzzer beaters college basketball. Let's jump right into it because buzzer beater bonanza, man, it was all over the place. We had buzzer beaters late. We had them early. We had them in the early windows, the late windows. We had them all across the country. So pick out a couple favorites, man. What were some of the buzzer beaters that stood out?
Well, the one I probably liked the most, and again, there was probably about 10 of them this past weekend, which is absolutely wild. And, you know, ranging from games that were on network television and obviously had, you know, all sorts of visibility to games that you had to go a little further down the dial and perhaps even go onto ESPN Plus and that kind of thing to find. But the one I liked the most was Arizona State, Arizona. I mean, what a shot to defeat the Wildcats, you know, and Arizona State coming up with the upset and that big rivalry, just sensational stuff down there in the land of the sun.
You're Arizona. Bubba makes it. 2-point lead. 3 seconds left. No timeouts. Neal inbounds. Desmond Cambridge.
Oh! He got it! He won it! Arizona State has done it!
My goodness!
All right, that's Rich Waltz on the call, and boy, if you didn't see the video of that, the guy pulls up from about half court on the far sideline and just launches one, nothing but net, buzzer beater number one.
Peter, Rich Waltz, we've talked about him before on the program. I've got a kind of cool history with him. You know, I worked a bunch of games with him back in his Miami Marlins days when he was in the booth with Tommy Hutton, so I got to know Rich. He is, to me, as solid as they come in terms of just traditional play-by-play and really telling the moment and getting it done there. And, you know, this was an opportunity for Rich where he was on the big network. This was on CBS, not CBS Sports Network, where, you know, he ends up a lot of times. He does mostly West Coast stuff. He's based out there. He was once the TV voice of the Mariners as well before he was with the Marlins and, you know, does a lot of college football, a lot of college hoops. And so this game that he was on the CBS side of things ended up with that incredible buzzer beater, and well done by Rich Waltz.
Yeah, Rich Waltz with the big call there. We got some more that we'll pick out. How about let's go to a smaller game, one that maybe a lot of people didn't get to see, hear, or watch. Let's go to Bellarmine against North Florida. A couple small score school games here, and boy, these are the games this time of the year. This is where they really get to stand out as March Madness begins early in this one.
We're all 974. Bellarmine quickly the other way.
Better guard Johnson. Find him.
Betts looking for help. Fading away.
Oh, my goodness.
Justin Betts with 0.4 left. Puts Bellarmine on top. The full court heave is turned aside. And Justin Betts hits the biggest shot of his life.
Absolutely incredible, Matt. I told you, we highlighted him. The kid is so tough. He never quits right down to the last second. Tough shot. He was looking for somebody to pass to. He couldn't find it. He took it himself. No bigger.
Matt Warner on the play-by-play there. Bellarmine and North Florida, Phil. Those are the kind of small school moments that we get in the early part of March.
Yeah, you know, love that kind of stuff. You know, Bellarmine's a school that is based in Louisville, Kentucky. They just moved up to Division One a couple years ago. And in fact, if you recall, they won the conference last year. However, were ineligible to go to the NCAA tournament.
Hate that rule.
Still in that
hate
process.
That rule. Yeah. That rule's horrible.
It kind of is, no doubt. But
you get elevated to Division One, and because you get elevated, you have to wait out, what is it, 3 years? You throw off the whole tournament. Like, why even let them into the conference tournament? You mess up the rankings and everything. I hate that rule.
Yeah, fair point. Bottom line is they got this buzzer beater against North Florida. You know, they were only the 8 seed this year, so maybe kind of things, you know, regress back to the mean here. But, you know, the announcers, Matt Warner and Paul Nazagin from Liberty University. And it's kind of interesting, you know, especially with these, you know, smaller conferences and stuff, how they sort of mix and match announcers to provide coverage at these conference tournaments. So the Liberty announcers who, you know, did the majority of the season on ESPN+, also, you know, I believe Liberty Radio as well, you know, kind of a simulcast type thing. I may be mistaken there, but these two guys are Liberty announcers and they called this game. I thought they did a great job bringing the excitement, but the very next night, Bellarmine ends up having to face Liberty and they lost by 20, but these guys got to call their home team the following night, but a cool moment there and great to bring some exposure to these announcers who are calling these other tournaments where, you know, the excitement is equally as strong as in the big ones.
Oh, maybe even more.
Smaller venues. Maybe even more. Yeah. Like just wild stuff going on.
Way
down
more, by the way,
right,
Phil. So. I think way more because these teams are playing for one bid. The major conferences, you lose, most of those teams know they're still getting into the tournament. In fact, there's been some discussion on whether these conference tournaments are kind of losing their luster a little bit because of all these quad one wins and quad twos. And, you know, your resume is getting written almost irregardless of what happens in the conference tournament, unless you're a 10 seed making a run all the way to the championship. These tournaments, these kids get one shot to get into the tournament, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So in many ways, the tournament, you know, the field that we see for March Madness, for the tournament itself, is extended to all these tournaments as well, where it is an automatic bid and so forth. So, yeah, the stakes are high, the excitement's high, and buzzer beaters, you know, just obviously add to it all.
One of my favorite games of the year happened with Kevin Brown on the call right here. Iowa, Michigan State.
You play it out because it's live, but this is going to be a good look.
Sanford!
Yes, indeed. It was overtime, Phil, but that was a 15-point game with about a minute and a half to go. Iowa made five straight threes, including that one right there, to take that game to overtime, and they ended up winning the game going away.
Yeah, absolutely wild, that Iowa-Michigan State game. Kevin Brown, Robbie Hummel, who we've talked about on the show, was the analyst for that one. And hey, do want to mention Kevin Brown. You know, he went from, you know, calling these college hoops over the weekend to, you know, some pretty highly visible MLB action on ESPN. You know, he was doing some of the spring training games this week where ESPN was putting a lot of resources. He was working with Jessica Mendoza and Tim Kirtkin. So Kevin Brown, who's also the voice of the Baltimore Orioles, you know, certainly has made his name at a fairly young age, both in the baseball world, but also in college athletics as well.
All right, there you go. So buzzer beaters in college basketball. Obviously, we have the conference hoops tournament time coming up, and we got a couple of assignments for those games. At least on the radio side, we know this. Westwood One has their schedule out, Phil, and we're going to be starting that off Saturday. This Saturday, the Ohio Valley, Mark Vandermeer, John Crispin, going to be calling that one. On Sunday, the Missouri Valley, one of the great conferences. That's Ted Emmerich and John Crispin. So the Crispin, John Crispin doing both, double duty there, as we mentioned. Got the Pac-12 Women's, Ryan Radke, Christina Blunk are doing that one on Sunday. Then next week, we get full-fledged into the conference tournaments. The SoCon is Kevin Kugler, Robbie Hummel, who we just heard on that game there. Big East Women's Championship, Cooper Boardman, and a TBA on the Women's Championship there on Monday. The Colonial, man, the Colonial is another great conference. That's Tom McCarthy, who's been a guest of the pod. So is Kevin Kugler, who's calling that SoCon game. You can go back and listen to our conversation there with Stephen Bardo. The West Coast is Ryan Radke, Doug Gottlieb. Wednesday, got John Sadak and John Crispin. So Crispin's getting a lot of run here. We'll give you a couple more, but you're seeing the conference tournament time. We got a lot of teams rolling out there.
Yeah, and you just shared with our audience all the radio assignments that we know of, but do want to take us through some of the television as they're starting to come in as well. The American Athletic Conference next week getting going. That'll be Kevin Brown, who we just mentioned. So he'll transition. He'll go from the Grapefruit League back to college hoops. He'll be working with John Crispin, Myron Metcalf, who's been getting more and more exposure as a sideline reporter, will be on the call there as well. ACC tournament gets going down the road for me in Greensboro, North Carolina. Early action on ACC Network, and then also ESPN2 as the tournament gets going. Ultimately, ESPN come the weekend. Wes Durham, Dan Shulman, Dave O'Brien, the play-by-players there, and then the analysts include Jay Billis and Corey Alexander, also Jordan Cornett, just a couple others. Big 12, the big team there is Shambi, Dickie V, and Chris Budden. Let's see. Still waiting on Big Ten. That's one on CBS, so I haven't heard exactly who's going to be doing that game. But in the past, you know, we've seen Jim Nance come in at this point and get a rep or two, you know, usually in that Big Ten final. Also, Kevin Harlan starts to transition to a little bit of college hoops come this, conference tournament time. So we'll keep an eye on that. SEC, that's over on ESPN and the SEC Network as well. Carl Ravitch, Jimmy Dykes, and Marty Smith. And all these kind of mid-major conferences as well. You know, next week, if you're a college hoops junkie like Mike and I are, you know, what a time to just settle in front of the television and, you know, just take in as much as humanly possible, because there's so much going on all at once, not to mention the women's side.
Absolutely. And by the way, a couple more radio stuff this weekend is Duke, North Carolina. This is the rematch there. Game may have lost a little bit of its luster, but still one of the big ones in terms of rivalries. Greg Daniels, Doug Gottlieb, that's on Compass Radio. That's this Saturday. Sunday, got Michigan and Indiana, two of the top teams in the Big Ten. That's Matt Money Smith and Rick Mahorn calling that game for Compass. So a couple more regular season games before we get into the conference tournaments, as we mentioned. And as we threw out a couple more your way, as we kind of get into that big Big East and some of the bigger tournaments the following week, as we mentioned, the Big East semifinals are going to be Scott Graham, Austin Crozier, former Providence Friar, Ryan Radke, PJ Carlesimo. They're going to be doing the Pac-12. The American East, Bill Rozinski and Nick Bahe are going to be doing that one. And then Kevin Kugler, Will Perdue, they'll be on the SEC. These are the radio games on Westwood One. The conference championship, the Big East will be Scott Graham and Austin Crozier. Brandon Gaudin, who just got the Braves job, He's calling Conference USA with Stephen Bardo. Ryan Ratke, PJ Carlissimo will have the Pac-12 championship. Lance Meadow, Jordan Cornette, they'll have the Ivy League championship. Kevin Kugler, Will Perdue will have the SEC championship. And Fran Fraschilla and Ted Emmerich will be on the call for the American Conference on Sunday, March the 12th. That is Westwood One Radio's lineup. So we got, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, and a few more just regular season games that I'll be tuning into this weekend as it's the final weekend of the regular season, you know, for a lot of the conferences. Tonight, if you're listening on Thursday night, Arizona-USC, chance to see Dave Pasch and Bill Walton, certainly, you know, a favorite of many. And then Saturday, Kansas-Texas, that's a huge one. Boog Shambi, Dickie V, and Chris Budden. Then a game I'm keeping a close eye on as the ACC regular season titles at stake. Pitt in Miami on the ACC network, Jay Alter and Malcolm Huckabee. You mentioned Duke-North Carolina on the TV side for that one, the familiar pairing of Dan Shulman, Jay Billis, and Holly Rowe. And then more Bill Walton late Saturday night, this time with our buddy Roxy Bernstein, Arizona and UCLA, 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
All right, let's over to the NBA. We just had all these buzzer beaters in college. We had a buzzer beater that broke my heart the other night, Phil, and this one was a masterclass in a buzzer beater from the great man, I don't want to watch this again. From the great Mike Breen with the call right here.
Inbound to Smart. Bounce pass Tatum. Tatum puts up a three. Bang! Jason Tatum downtown. 1.3 remaining. No timeouts left for Philadelphia. Oh! Oh! No, they say no good. Came after the buzzer. And the Celtics win a thriller. They'll have to check it.
Shot as per rule. The rule on the floor was no basket.
So that's Mike Breen on the call as, man, it came down to was a back-and-forth game. Boston's down. They come all the way back. Final shot. Tatum hits a three. Embiid seemingly throws a full-court shot up, and it goes. They had to review it, but Breen spot on with the call.
Yeah, I mean, what a job by Mike Breen yet again. I mean, no surprise here. You know, he's able to bring you the you know, first game-winning shot or ultimately the game-winning shot there from the Celtics and then call, you know, the heave at the buzzer there. And to have the excitement but also the know-how of monitoring whether that basket's going to count or not and actually getting that part of it right through the whole thing, that's always kind of like, to me, the tap dance is, you know, a big play happens, whether it's a, you know, touchdown that might require a review or a buzzer beating shot that they'll have to go to the table to confirm. So calling the play like as if, you know, it is indeed a game winner, but also, you know, balancing that with the idea that the game, you know, the play might not count. And Breen, I thought, did a perfect job of navigating that. The other thing I noticed is his analysts sure know how to lay out for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they're not jumping in there too. And you know, that's something, you know, you can see as you really analyze a lot of these buzzer beaters. You know, certain analysts can't help themselves. You know, sometimes maybe, you know, some of that is appropriate, but in this case, man, they let Mike Breen do his thing.
They did, and as much as I hated to see the Celtics win that game, he did a great job and explaining everything on how it happened. We got some games. If you're listening, we're recording on Thursday. Tonight, the Sixers are right back. They're on TNT tonight against the Mavericks, and we got a whole lineup of NBA, man.
Yeah, so if you're listening to us on Thursday, you got a chance to see some more NBA on TNT this evening. Spiro Dedis, who, you know, has been calling a bunch of these NBA TV games as well on Monday nights, he'll be on the call on TNT, 76ers and Mavericks, Reggie Miller and Stephanie Reddy reporting. And then the late game tonight, Clippers and Warriors, Brian Anderson, Stan Van Gundy, and Chris Haynes, who have very much been settling in as a you know, pairing there. And then we've got action across ESPN and ABC through the weekend. There's games on Friday night, Ryan Rucco, JJ Redick, and Katie George on, again, The Sixers in action on national TV, Nets at Sixers. Grizzlies and Nuggets is the late game. So Dave Pasch, he goes from working with Bill Walton on Thursday night, and then he has to make his way over to Denver. He'll get the assignment with Richard Jefferson and Roz Gold Onwude. And then Saturday, the primetime game, once again, Sixers on national TV again at the Bucks. Mark Jones, Doris Burke, and Malika Andrews. There's ESPN radio coverage on that one. Kesty and PJ Carlissimo. And the reason why is Breen, Van Gundy, Jackson, and Salters, the A-team, is with Warriors and Lakers, 3:30 p.m. on ABC on Sunday. Pasch has another game on Sunday as well with Hubie Brown this time, Suns and Mavericks. And then there's a couple of primetime games on Sunday night also. And once again, an example now that, you know, the NFL is kind of cleared out of there. You know, the NBA really getting more and more games in over the weekends on national TV. That is Knicks and Celtics, ESPN, Ruko, Redick, Richard Jefferson, Katie George, and then Grizzlies, Clippers as well that evening. So, yeah, pretty wild as far as all these NBA games, you know, getting on national television, and we'll continue to keep an eye on those.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'll tell you what, if I'm producing and I'm putting teams together, I want my A-team, Breen, Van Gundy, Jackson, Salters, on that 1 o'clock game, Suns and Mavericks. You got Kevin Durant, Kyrie going up against each other for the first time. I want my A-team on that game right there. I know they go Warriors, Lakers, because that's the biggest names. The Lakers are 13th seed in the West. Who cares? Warriors are banged up. Both teams, no LeBron. That game is garbage to me. Give me the A-team on that 1 o'clock game there. Come on. You got to make that change, ABC. And you got four games on the Disney Network. ABC has 1-3, and then they go to ESPN for 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Is Breen doing, in that A-team, doing double duty?
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out because I had to just double confirm it. And I am looking at the ESPN press release right now, and indeed, double duty for Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson, and Lisa Salters. Both games happening in the same arena.
By the way, right? Even like, with that, they can get from Dallas to L.A. for a 1 o'clock game, get out of Dallas, get to L.A. to call that game at night. I still want them on the 1 o'clock game if I can get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I that might be a little too heavy of a lift, but, you know, this is interesting. I don't know if there's any precedent for this as far as this number one.
I'm going to leave NBA that to team. You to do the research, Phil. I'd like to see it. If anybody out there listening knows a situation, well, they do it in the NCAA tournament a lot, right, where you call
sure.
a couple games in a day.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it with other announcers. I right. just haven't seen it with this group.
I haven't seen it with sure. like the yeah. with the NBA, though, with a professional sport where you're calling two pro games in the same day with, you know, with this. I've seen it in college because of the tournament and obviously some other, you know, instances, but not an NBA game where you're doing one NBA game in the morning or afternoon and then another NBA game later that night. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Well, and how often do the Clippers and Lakers even play on the same day in the same arena? I mean, does that ever even happen? Another good question. This weekend?
That's a good question. Yeah. Hey, if anybody out there listening has information, let us know. Because that's something. And when I'm reading down the sheet here, and I said, wait a second, are they calling the same game on the same day? Are they calling two games on the same day? And indeed, they are. One of those games, by the way, is on ESPN Radio. George Sedano, Rosalind Golden Wude is doing the analyst work there. And Mark Kestenger, PJ Carlissimo is doing that Sixer Bucks game on Saturday night on ESPN Radio. PJ Carlissimo, by the way, he's about to get a workout because we just told you before he's doing Westwood One for a lot of college games. He's going ESPN for a lot of NBA games. Of course, PJ was the Seton Hall coach. He was the Portland Trailblazers coach. So he has ties to both the college and the NBA game, and you get to hear him on both. All right, let's get to the quickly, a milestone. This one's pretty cool out in Sacramento.
Yeah, Gary Girard, if folks don't know that name, longtime Sacramento Kings radio voice. He just caught his 3,000th game for the Kings. He's been doing motorsports stuff forever, and I got to know him a bit when I was working some NHRA drag racing back in the day, and he's been a pit reporter for the NHRA in specific for decades, and he juggles that with the full-time gig of being the radio play-by-play voice with the Sacramento Kings, and he's in his 80s now. He just called his 3,000th game for the Sacramento Kings. It ended up being a win, and then there was a really cool moment where the team invited him into the locker room after the game, and it was so organic, and people get the chance, they can go to, you know, our Twitter feed and check out that video. But he goes in there, probably, you know, not expecting, you know, much or what have you, and you can just see the humility of Gary Girard through the whole process. And they have the equivalent to the you remember the Miami Hurricanes turnover chain. Well, they have that equivalent, which is for the defensive player of the game, which I think is a very like kind of internal deal for the Kings that they do in the locker room. Well, anyway, they gave it to Gary Girard and had a whole celebration, and, you know, got to celebrate him down there with the players, and he's wearing the defensive player of the game chain and all this stuff. So just, it you know, tickled to see that and happy for him. And, you know, it's just like guys like that who've been around for so long. We've talked about it a bunch on the show, you know, over the months, is, you know, they really are special, and they become ingrained with the franchises and ingrained with the listeners and, you know, part of the culture of those teams. And so just want to give a hat tip to Gary Girard for getting it done still. And, hopefully many more from him as well.
Yeah, and by the way, he's the second voice this year. I think Mark Boyle, the voice of the Pacers, hit his 3,000th game a couple weeks ago. I don't remember if we mentioned that on the podcast or not, but I saw a video. Mark Boyle, the longtime voice of the Indiana Pacers, I saw a video of, Carlisle, Rick Carlisle, coming in and giving him a presentation when he called his 3,000th game. That was mid-January.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I was able to look it up here back on January the 21st. He called his 3,000th game again, you know, radio voice of the Pacers. His longtime partner, the late Bobby Slick Leonard, with the Pacers. But yeah, these guys, you know, it's really something, you know, when you add up these numbers and just how many games, and, you know, that's a lot of road trips. That's a lot of basketball to call. And it certainly becomes, you know, just so intrinsic when it comes to the fans, because they're so used to turning on the radio and hearing these guys, you know, game in and game out. So congrats to all these guys who've reached these big milestones. I know there's a number of them across all the different sports, but, you know, enjoy these veteran announcers while they're still calling games.
Yeah, we had Tom McCarthy, the radio voice of the Sixers, on back in the archives. You can go find that and listen. You know how it's different doing radio as opposed to being the TV voice for an NBA team. All right, Phil, down the stretch we come. The NHL, they're coming down the stretch. In fact, their trade deadline is tomorrow, so they have playoff positioning happening and a couple of big games to get there.
Yeah, you know, the networks continuing to give the NHL some good placement in terms of, you know, their slots and their games. There's a couple this Saturday if you're interested. Rangers and Capitals. That's that number one ABC team, Sean McDonough, Ray Ferraro, and Emily Kaplan. Avalanche and Stars, Bob Wischusen, former guest of the podcast, Brian Boucher, and Leah Hextall reporting on that one. So an ABC doubleheader on Saturday. And then TNT actually has a game on national television on Sunday. That's the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Carolina Hurricanes. Brendan Burke, Keith Jones, and Jackie Redman on the call for that one. So NHL regular season continuing to go strong with both those ESPN, ABC, and TNT packages.
All right, spring training underway as we're recording this on Thursday. I know Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, and Tim Kurkjian will have the Phillies and Red Sox game on ESPN TV. That's part of that package that ESPN's doing them about 4 to 6 spring training games on TV, and then they have another 4 to 6 on ESPN Plus. So Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez. I was supposed to have Eduardo on my show yesterday, and he stood me up, Phil DeMont Mollen. I wasn't too happy, but I know I've had him on the show before. He's a good guy. And Eduardo, Carl Ravitch, and Kurkjian, they're calling that game today, Phillies and Red Sox. So we got spring training baseball. Anything else on the spring training front?
Yeah, I mean, I was able to tune into a couple of the games. I actually sort of enjoy them. You know, they're guest heavy. You know, they're using the mic'd up feature when it comes to, you know, that the ESPN broadcast of it, and you know, we're able to kind of see that being flexed. We talked to Carl Ravitch about that in an earlier episode and how that all, you know, goes down. I'm starting to get a little more used to it. It was a little jarring for me at first, as far as the idea of like a player actually competing and also doing an interview in the middle of the game, but starting to get used to it a little more. Certainly, I think it fits into spring training even better, but you know, I've seen, you know, in-game interviews with the managers, with the general managers, all these things. And you know, it's as much as anything, it's sort of a preview of the season as opposed to calling, you know, every single step of the way the action, because, you know, these games are, of course, exhibitions. But it's a cool entree into the Major League Baseball season. I'm glad ESPN's, you know, giving it this kind of coverage. And yeah, we'll continue to keep an eye on baseball as, you know, some of these new voices. You mentioned Brandon Gaudin, Chip Carey now with the Cardinals, those kind of things. Once they get going as well, in earnest, it'll be interesting to see how the announcing world with baseball looks this coming season. You know, a lot of the things are sort of the same as what we saw last year, where there was a, you know, quite a few changes. You know, you mentioned the Ravitch team, also Joe Davis becoming the Fox number one MLB announcer. So, you know, some things, you know, we'll be seeing sort of, you know, year two type effects. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to the start of baseball. Opening day will be here before we know it.
Yeah, and real quick, on the local front, Phillies games, they've been on, I've been watching, they do a lot of this. They'll have Rob Thompson, the manager, on for like a full inning. Just he's sitting on the field, he's got the headset on, and they're just kind of interviewing him in the middle of the game. It's kind of cool. I mean, just having him, because, you know, he's not managing the game with a lot of intensity. He's just kind of sitting there and, you know, fly ball to right field. He's like, yeah, we like this kid out in right field. He, you know, how about that play? So it is kind of interesting. They do about 25 games spring training here in Philly. So I don't know if that's normal for other markets where almost all of the games are on locally. But the Phillies, Tom McCarthy is the voice. Scott Fransky, by the way, the radio voice, he called the game the other day on television. I'm imagining McCarthy had some Westwood One duties, so because it was a Saturday or Sunday afternoon there. So, yeah, I guess I'll be interested to see. There was a lot of people you'd like this, Phil. There was a lot of people complaining on Wednesday because Andrew Painter, who is the Phillies' top pitching top prospect overall, he's 19 years old, and he pitched yesterday in the game on Wednesday. And the game was not on television, and people were complaining that they were not airing the game on TV. They wanted to see the broadcast of the game. It was on MLB.TV, I guess, because of the Twins feed. The game was in Fort Myers. I think the Phillies try to keep their games kind of in the Clearwater area. They might go to Tampa when they play the Yankees, maybe over to Dunedin when they play Toronto. But, you know, they're not going to go down to do some road games. But a lot of spring training broadcast popping up in the regular season. Oh, but here we're going to have the World Baseball Classic, too.
Yeah, World Baseball Classic coming up as well, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's interesting what you said about, you know, the audience complaining about that particular appearance not being on television. Of course, those schedules are made in advance. They don't know what the pitching rotations are going to be, you know, for a spring training game nonetheless. But, hey, it just proves how diehard and how into it these fan bases are. And without them, you know, none of this would exist.
Well, if you're looking to go to a spring training game or any of the upcoming conference tournaments across the country, plus the March Madness venues for the big dance, we want you to use Ticket Smarter for your ticket selections and prices. Download the Ticket Smarter mobile app or go to TicketSmarter.com for tremendous selection to all the big college hoop games upcoming this March. Your purchase is 100% secure through their system with competitive prices on the secondary market. Also, use the promo code HOOP23 to take $10 off your order. And that promo code is good as many times as you want to use it. That's HOOPS23 for $10 off your order from Ticket Smarter. This March, think smarter, ticket smarter, and remember, our code HOOPS23. All right, the Announcer Schedule Podcast, episode 38. We ran down buzzer beaters, NBA, NHL, spring training. We fit a bunch into a little bit of time. And, of course, we'll be back next week with another great edition of March Madness, Announcer Schedules, MLB, the NBA coming down the stretch, and more. Phil and Mike here on the Announcer Schedules Podcast, episode 38. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. Don't forget, like, rate, review, subscribe. Last Word on Sports is where you can find this podcast and others like Tell Me a Story I Don't Know and the Sports Media Podcast with TJ. That is all right here on Last Word on Sports. All right, Phil, that's it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with episode 39 of the Announcer Schedules Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.